نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا وسيئات اعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه واله وسلم. فوائد يحتاج المتقدم اليها. الكلام المباح اثناء الوضوء مباح ولم يرد في السنه ما يدل على منعه. يجوز الكلام اثناء الوضوء ولا يمنع، لكن على ان يكون مباحا ليس هنالك في الشريعه، سواء كان ذلك في السنه وفي غيرها، ما يدل على منع الكلام اذا كان جائزا خلال الوضوء. يعني لا دليل لا في الكتاب ولا في السنة ولا في الأنصار فيما نعلم على منع الكلام المباح أثناء الوضوء. الدعاء عند غسل الأعضاء باطل لا أصل له، ليس هنالك دعاء مخصص، يعني عند النقبة ندعو بدعاء خاص، وعند غسل اليدين، وعند غسل الرجلين، بعضهم عند غسل اليدين قدام من تثبت على الصراط، الله أعلم. ليس هنالك دعاء، لأن الأصل في الأمور التعذرية المنع إلا أن يرد دليل، هذا أمر يتعلق بالعبادات، ولم يرد عن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام أنه كان يخصم دعاء عند كل عذر. تشكل المتوضأ في عهد الغتناء مبني على الأقل أي دليل فهو الأقل. إذا شك المتوضأ هل غسلت مرتين؟ أو غسلت ثلاثة؟ فيبني على اليقين وهو الأقل، لكن ينبغي أن يعلم أن العضو يجب غسله مرة واحدة، يعني مثل غسل الوجه المرة الأولى واجبة، والمرة كان المتبقي كان مائية مستحبة، حتى يبين غسل اليدين إلى المرتقل، الأولى واجبة لما تبقى مستحب، ولكن إذا أردت شتت العدد فأنا يتأمل هذا القول، ولا فيما أنه قد ورد عن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام أنه غسل بعض الأعضاء مرتين بعضها وغسل بعضها ثلاث، يعني المهم أن يبلغ ابن الحقيقة ما يسقط الواجب مع جمع بين هذه الأمور، والله تعالى أعلم. تجوز الحائل مثل الشمع، الآن في عندنا بعض المواد تسمى عند الأسماء، بعض النساء قد يضعنها مثلا للتزيين أو كذا، المهم المهم ألا يكون ألا تكون المادة الموضوعة على العضو حائلة دون وصول الماء إلى البشرة، يعني لا تمنع وصول الماء إلى البشرة، لكن أحيانا قد تكون ليلا لا يؤثر، مثل الحناء لا يؤثر في صحة الوضوء. المستحاضة قد تجي سلسلة أو انفلات ريح أو غير ذلك من الأعذار، هؤلاء يتوضؤون لكل صلاة، إذا دخل وقت الصلاة يتوضؤون، ويمكن أن يصلي كذلك النوافل معه، يعني يصلي فريضة الظهر عند الأخوة يخصب لهم للطهارة، بل يجلس على أسبوع، بل يجلس انفلات ريح، هؤلاء يتوضؤون عند الأخوة وقت الصلاة. مثلا الظهر العصر توضأ، الآن يصلي الظهر صلاة قدرية، يصلي صلاة الظهر فريضة، يصلي ما بعدها من صلاة الظهر البعدية وهكذا. يجوز الاستعانة بالغير في الوضوء، يعني أن يوضع رجل صاحبه، يعني يصب عليه الماء، هذا وقد ورد وسقط الكلام حول هذا. يباح للمتوقع أن ينشط أعضاء بالنبيل أو نحن يصيف الوشكاء. يجوز المتوقع أن ينشف يعني أعضاء ينشف الجبين ينشف الجبين مثلا بالنبيل أو نحن ذلك يصيف الوشكاء. أما بأنه قد ثبت عن الله السلام أنه يردع يعني النبيل، ولكن هذا قد يكون الله أعلم يعني مثلا في جو حار في الصيف من باب التبرد، لكن المبدأ هو الجواز. ذلك أن في المناطق الباردة قد يتحذى إذا لم يتنشى. هذا ما يتعلق بفوائد يحتاج أن يتوجه إليها، لكن كأني أذكر أنني ذكرت على كل حال في رعايتي فهذا لا يؤثر إن شاء الله عز وجل.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. So today, inshallah, we continue with some general advice for the person performing the wudu. Perhaps we had mentioned these at the end of the previous lecture, but we'll repeat them, inshallah, as you know, repetition is beneficial, inshallah. So the first point that we consider is that it is permissible, you know, to speak while performing the wudu, as long, of course, as it is permissible speech. As there is no specific dalil or evidence, you know, from either the kitab or the sunnah or any of the athar that that it is not permissible to talk while performing the wudu. However, there is no specific dua to be said while washing, you know, specific body parts. There is no evidence from the kitab or the sunnah that you know you specify specific dua for a specific, for example, for washing the face or for washing the hands. You know, some people, for example, when they wash their feet, you hear them say the dua, you know, Allahumma thabbitni ala surat, but there is no dalil for this. So no specific dua to be said, to be uttered while performing the wudu, you know, washing specific body parts. Similarly, if one is not certain whether, you know, one has performed a certain washing act twice or three times, you know, for example, persons performing the wudu isn't sure if they washed their hands, you know, once or twice, then they should always build on, you know, the least number. So if they're uncertain, then out of caution, they assume that they washed the lesser number, and they, you know, wash the remaining times. Keeping in mind, of course, that, you know, the wajib is that you wash only once. So, for example, you know, washing the face once is sufficient. That satisfies the intent, the wujub in the wudu. Similarly, washing the hands once. This is all, you know, recorded that the Prophet ﷺ would wash only once, and that twice or three times is mustahab to do so. But in any regard, if one is intending to perform the wudu and wash, you know, the body part three times, and they think maybe, hey, I only washed twice, then they should, or once, they build on the smaller number and to be certain. Also, another issue that is regarding the wudu is that sometimes, for example, you know, women, they wear certain, you know, things, you know, ornaments or whatnot, or something to beautify themselves, and or maybe some sort of, you know, some sort of substance that they use maybe on their skin or faces. And the point here is that whatever they are wearing should not prevent water from actually reaching the skin and coming into contact with the body while performing the wudu. So, for example, if they have henna, perhaps, you know, on certain parts, and as long as, you know, that doesn't prevent the water from actually reaching the skin and permeating the skin and cleansing it, then it should be okay, inshallah. And then we also mentioned that, you know, the one who obviously, you know, passes wind or you know, loses wudu in that sense must obviously renew the wudu before, you know, before prayer. And also, it is permissible, there is nothing wrong with having somebody aid you while performing the wudu, you know, for example, having, you know, to pour water for you or help you in that sense. This has been recorded as well, you know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and so that is definitely permissible. Similarly, it is okay, we don't see anything wrong with you know, wiping, for example, the body parts after washing them in the wudu, for example, you know, with a napkin or such, and whether it's in the winter or in the summer, this is permissible. It's true that the Prophet ﷺ once, you know, refused this when it was offered to him, but perhaps it was just because You know, it was during the summer, and maybe it was, you know, he wanted the water to cool off. It wasn't a direct, you know, order or you know, statement that it's not allowed. And so we see that it's permissible, you know, that, especially, you know, during the winter, where obviously the water can cause a person discomfort, you know, in the cold weather. So you want to wipe yourself down very quickly after the wudu. And so that is permissible as well, inshallah. Now. Just a brief summary of the main points that we mentioned regarding, you know, the steps of the wudu. And so the first thing, of course, is the niyyah, as you know, under the general principle of the hadith that innamal a'malu bin niyyat wa innama li kulli imrin ma nawa, that actions are indeed by intentions, and that you know, for every man is what he intended. And so the point to keep in mind here is that the intention, its place is in the heart. And actually uttering the intention is a bid'ah. We don't, you know, say that I intend to do the wudu. It's place is in the heart. Secondly, the tasawwuk, you know, using the siwak as the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prior to the wudu. And then washing the you know, washing the palms of the hands, and also drawing the water basically through the fingers of the hand. And this drawing of the water through the fingers of the hands, you know, is by the command of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you could do this either in the beginning when one is washing, you know, your palms, or later on when you're washing, you know, the arms up to the wrists, then maybe you can take the water and kind of, you know, draw it through the spaces between your fingers. So either or, but the idea, the point is that you must, you know, draw the water through the fingers of the hand. Thirdly, you know, gargling and drawing water through the nose, and the unless one is fasting, it is recommended that you know exaggerate. In other words, you know, taking a lot of water through the nose and clear it to kind of clear the nostrils, and also in your gargling to take a good amount of water and gargle very thoroughly. Unless you're fasting, then you do not, you know, exaggerate for fear, obviously, of you know, water going in into your body, into your throat. And the best, or what is the original thing to do, or, you know, the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is to use, you know, one scoop of water. So just one single, you know, the scoop in your hand to draw water through your to kind of, you know, have water draw the water through your nose, and also to gargle with that same amount of water. You know, it's allowable to use, obviously, separate, you know, kind of portions, but the best is to kind of use that one single portion to draw water through your nose and to gargle as well. And of course, to always use the right hand to kind of bring the water to your mouth and to your nose, and then the left hand to force the water out through the nostrils. The fourth is to wash, you know, the face. And when you're washing the face, to also draw, you know, water through the beard, right? You know, draw the fingers through the beard and water through the beard with your right hand. Also, after that, of course, is washing the arms, you know, until up to the wrists. And of course, as mentioned earlier, also drawing the water through the fingers of the palm if that was not done earlier. And then, of course, wiping, you know, the head, as discussed earlier, back and forth, and the ears, you know, in and out, inside and outside. And then finally, you know, washing the feet up to the ankles, and again, ensuring for the feet that you draw water through the, you know, the little spaces between the toes of the feet, making sure the water goes through those spaces and cleans it out when washing the feet. So that was kind of the summary of the main steps. Now, تفضل يا شيخ. الو، ايوه تفضل يا شيخ، تفضل. الو، ايوه الو، I think we might have lost the sheikh. Just give us a couple of moments, inshallah, to call him back.